And happy Humboldt to you, one and all. Welcome to Humboldt Holding Up, Lost Coast Outposts podcast adventure. Experiments in podcast. Are we a podcast? Can anybody podcast? It would appear so. My name is Andrew Goff.
And I'm Stephanie McGarry. I was just realizing that we've been at this for almost 6 months now.
Gross.
Yeah, this being this pandemic. 6 months of working from home, Zooming, all kinds of things.
The days are getting colder. The days are getting shorter. My patience is growing shorter. I don't know. So joining us today is Jada Calypso Brotman, who for as long as I've been in the local media landscape has written about mostly food for various local publications, including Loco. Glad to be Zooming with you, Jada. And there are a few aspects of living through a pandemic in Humboldt that I think you can provide good perspective on and we'll get into. But first, you live smack dab in the middle of Arcata, essentially downtown. Like I think of you as like a fixture of Arcata. There's like the Marsh, there's those mosaic trash cans on the plaza, and then there's Jada. And I wonder if you can take us through the progression of what Arcata feels like and what it's felt like over the last 6 months.
Ah, mosaic trash cans, huh? let me think. Well, everyone has gotten really fat. It's the fatter town. Well, the first couple of days, you know, actually, in a way, it's kind of nicer because there's less. Well, no, there's not less crazy people trolling the streets. In fact, there's somewhat more. But at the beginning, I think everyone was in the same boat. You know, everyone was pretty frightened. Everyone was walking around. You know, I mean, the population of Arcata, at least downtown Arcata, seems to me to be principally mentally ill people and then really old people and me. The old people were
you know,
like,
I live there too, Jada. Which one of those categories do I?
It's waiting to be revealed. We shall see which one Steph McGarry belongs in. Not the old one, so I guess we're both in the mentally ill one. There was that tent city by the Jacoby Stars. People got so angry about that tent city. Did you hear people whining about that? I thought the tent city was a great idea. I was like, why not?
I actually didn't hear too many, surprisingly. I wrote about it, and I was surprised. I didn't catch wind of it.
Well, always there's always the downtown store owners who whine about everything. So they were like, wah, wah, wah. And then there were a lot of other people. I shouldn't say a lot. There were three or four other people I heard complaining about why they didn't do that before. Mm-hmm. And then there was no one just saying, what a great idea. You know, people in Arcata really love to whine. There have been a couple fights that I've seen at the co-op about to mask or not to mask. I mean, I'm kind of focusing on the negative here. Of course, on the whole, people have been pretty together, I feel like. You know, I mean, I've only seen a couple fights, not multiple daily fights. I gave away masks for a while.
Nice. Did you make
those? Well, was that nice? I felt like kind of being, I was being like kind of smug and condescending. I don't know. I mean, if you wanted masks, they couldn't get them, you know?
Right. They don't have to take them.
That's so, but true. as you're walking around the downtown, and you know, some things are closed, some things are open. I mean, do you get a sense that the Arcata that we knew we will never see again, or are you hopeful that we're going to return to this sense of tight knit community that Arcata has enjoyed for many years? And
I mean, honestly, I feel like the statue stuff was way more divisive than the COVID stuff.
Okay,
I feel like, but yeah, I mean, there's some places that have been truly impressive. You know what has become a real hub for the community, in my opinion, is the bookstores, Northtown Books. You know, Dante has really been awesome about keeping it open. And I think that's one of the few, you know, the library is closed, all the theaters are closed. And I think that's one of the few places where people can go and still feel like some connection with culture. So that's pretty awesome. I would love to give a big shout out to Dante because I think that's also pretty tough.
Yeah.
And now that the restaurants are open, I thought that wasn't going to be so successful, but like even the new Jam, they have this seating that's on the street. And I mean, it's on, you know, that main one-way street, which I can never remember the name of, even though I'm from here. Thank you. It's not K. It's like, is it G or H?
Oh, that one's H actually.
Yeah, thank you. H Street.
I can never keep those street either because it's just like they're the street that goes to the plaza.
They should have picked names other than like there's so many witty names. And they picked Alphabet.
Yeah. So, Plaza West, Plaza East.
The square. That's what people say who aren't from here. They always say the square.
Oh, I know. I hate that.
So annoying. But it's crazy popular. And the farmer's market's been crazy popular. I mean, I definitely feel like people, after an initial sense of feeling like we were living in, you know, some sort of horrible alien movie, have really come together and everyone's pretty supportive and nice to each other, I think.
Are you a frequenter of the farmer's market? Because that's kind of the Arcata, traditionally has been the Arcata gathering place. It's the you know, the social, one of the easiest social centers of society in Arcata. Like how has Farmers Market felt?
Well, it's too big for me. I don't feel comfortable because I see my old parents every day who are horribly old. So I don't really, it's really crowded. So I guess ultimately that's good. It's crazy crowded. Have you been, Steph? Have you been to the Farmers Market?
You know, I've cruised by it, and every time I think about going to actually, you know, buy things, I just, it's that same thing. I realize that it's just, it's not going to be the way that I'm used to. And, you know, as a, having a kid as well, it just seems really time consuming. And I just kind of think, you know, it'd be easier to just do the whole shopping at the co-op. But my parents go, or what, one of them will go. They switch off, and then I tack on my orders with them. So we just figure, you know.
Oh, you make the old people go.
I do not, no. I knew you were going to say something like that. Those olds, it's only because they're already going. I can't stop them. I try. They just have made up their minds that they're like not at risk. So.
And I mean, and seriously, I think isn't really the general consensus that if you wear a mask and you stay 6 feet apart from people, the risk is totally minimal. So it is totally feasible to go and not put yourself at risk.
Outside like that too.
Okay, you know all the little flags that are all over the plaza? There's like a million tiny flags.
Okay.
No, what is it? Oh, for spacing?
Yeah, they're for the
lines. Is that what those are? Because my 2-year-old will insist, she picks up like every single one, and people at the farmer's market get so mad. And I'm like, what are these? I mean, I guess, what are the flags for? Are they that important? Are they that big a deal?
So, when you're in line at the farmer's market, you stand 6 feet.
What, you have to stand 6 feet behind away you. From people without a flag?
It's harder than you think, apparently.
Every place also has like tape, you know, on the ground, or like little markers, like in the grocery store, they have little like stand here stickers and stuff. And so since the plaza can't do that, they have the little flags in the grass. I can't believe you don't know this.
It's not intuitive. I thought people would figure it out. God, have you been eating wasabi peanut? I've been eating wasabi peanuts this whole.
Really clearing out the sinuses. Well, we wanted to ask before we get deep into the other stuff about you, you know, we kind of like to, on this thing, get a little bit of a feel for somebody's sort of Humboldt story. So, you know, how did you end up here? How long have you been here?
I didn't realize this was going to be like a focus on me. Let's talk about you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Did you think that this interview was going to be?
Well, I am from here. I went to Equinox, which is now Union Street Charter and Pacific Union. Big up PU and Arcata High. And then I was like, oh my God, I hate it here, and moved really far away. And then, as a lot of people do, when I got older, I realized that I just never wanted to live here, but I was forced to because I was addicted to drugs and alcohol. So I had to move back. And I was pretty pissed about it for a long time. But then as time went on, I realized that actually my 14-year-old brain did not have all the answers, and this is a wonderful place to live. It's a big plus that my parents are here, of course, but also, I mean, obviously it's not a big city, but the rent is comparatively affordable. I mean, that's another issue, but it's comparatively affordable. It's wonderful here. It's wonderful here. Mm. You know, it's so achingly beautiful. I can be really by myself, not like, you know, on the East Coast, when you go to a beach, it's not like we think going to a beach, the water's all like cordoned off. You have sweaty, gross New Jersey guys like 4 feet away. You know, here you can go to a beach and you can literally not see one other person. Yeah. and people are nice. Sometimes it drives me crazy that going through the line at the store can take half an hour because of the amount of small talk. But that's also nice. It means that people care about each other and actually want to take the time to be nice to each other. So I like it here. I have no intention of leaving. It's a great place to be from. It's a great place to have a child, which I do.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree.
So you mentioned beaches being lovely here. Have you found a pandemic super sane spot for you to, like, somewhere you just love going to get away from, I don't know?
Yeah, I do. I go to, although I kind of feel loath to mention it, but man, it's kind of blown up already, so it's not like I'm going to be telling anything. The pump station off of West End Road continues to be the shit, even though it's like way, I have been going there for a while, and it used to be uncrowded, and now it is kind of fairly crowded, but it's still so nice, and it's still big enough that you can stay away from people, and you can go swimming, and it's close, you know, and if you want to, you can keep driving on West End Road and go to Blue Lake and go to the tap room, I suppose. Is the tap room open? I don't know.
I think so.
So we mentioned before that you've spent a long time writing about food here in Humboldt, though I doubt you'd appreciate being referred to as a foodie. I don't think that's right. You would not self-identify as a foodie.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean that word definitely irritates me, but.
Okay. So you've noted online that you're eating a lot of boring salads these days during the pandemic. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Because I need to do something to ameliorate the 17 boxes of Good and Plenty's I eat after I eat the boring salad. And I can't go to the gym anymore. Plus, it's summer here and the produce here is the shit. And if
you're
actually
going to the gym, I'm impressed.
No. I'm not going to the gym. Hence the multiple salads. Gross.
But you were before.
Oh, you were previously,
saying. Yeah.
They have Kids Corner. You can dump your kid there and pretend that you're normal and childless again.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
Yeah.
But now we can't do that. So actually salads, if you take the time to make them, are really, really good. You know, I don't miss the, you know, pizza and corn dogs I would otherwise be thinking about if I'm eating a salad that has a billion ingredients that are all locally grown that are so good.
Yeah, it is the trick. I actually have to say that reading your recent salad writings actually did inspire me to take one extra salad step that I didn't usually do, which is toasting my nuts. Toasting my nuts and seeds, which I like never normally do because I'm like, who has the time? But honestly, it doesn't take that much time at all. And it's amazing. Right? It's almost it almost makes up for the lack of, you know, other delicious of, like, you know, pizza and burgers and stuff like that. It's like delicious hot toasted nuts.
Oh yeah. I actually love toasted nuts. It makes that extra few seconds for toasting the nuts. Seriously, it really does make a huge difference. I mean, it's like night and day, especially if you're going to go ahead and use, I mean, ideally use raw nuts and toast them, but if you're going to use nuts just out of the packet that have already been cooked once, usually the oils are kind of stale. Some toasting of the nuts and seeds really does make all the difference.
It's a game changer. It is a game changer.
We talked about a little bit about just, you know, the local takeout scene taking over during pandemic. And I wonder if you have anybody in Arcata or elsewhere who are your pandemic takeout heroes that you think are just absolutely killing it.
Well, I do have to give really big props to Bill Chino. He has been doing this thing in the back of the Jacoby Storehouse where he, not every day, you have to look online, but I think like 5 days a week, he sells a dinner that's basically, it's the Plaza Grill dinner for $10 flat. I don't think he can possibly be making a profit. I think he must be losing money. Because whenever we do it, it's like enormous portions of Plaza Grill food, which is like, you know, not the lowest caliber stuff. I have actually gone, I do know him, so that might have something to do with it, but I've gone and not had money, and he's been like, whatever, get me another time. Like, I don't think he can be making very much out of that. Yeah. The other place I do go to is Wildflower Cafe, which obviously, again, I'm kind of biased because I know the people who own it, but their food is awesome. They're open and you can get their super sick salads and there you go. So those are the two places that I have been going to mostly. But I think all the Arcata businesses, like I know a couple of people who swear by Mazzotti's. I think everyone's really stood up and is doing a good job.
I also had a very nice steak in the Jacoby Storehouse back parking lot.
Oh, did you do that?
Of Bill Chino and Plaza Grill. And it's just like, and what I think has been revelatory about all of this is just like, there has not been enough outdoor eating options in Humboldt ever. And everyone, it's like, you wondered if it was going to work when people opened that back up and put seating outside, and just here being in Old Town. Often these every table is packed.
I think global warming is working in our favor in this one isolated respect. It actually has been warmer, and it is nice enough to eat outside a lot of times. Like, now we have the burger joint that had outdoor seating. That new place, the unfortunately named but still delicious pub, the pub in the Creamery building, they put out some super nice outdoor seating. And every time I walk by, it's crammed.
It is kind of nice. I like going back to you talking about the Plaza Grill specifically. Mm-hmm. I love their setup though, because it's really funny, because it's just, you know, they've taken over that whole back parking lot, but then they use just their like regular, it looks like they just bring the tables down from the restaurant and they're like these big, heavy wooden, like fancy Plaza Grill, and they must just like take a bunch of elevators.
Every day Bill Chino just throws those tables on his back and walks up and down the stairs.
He's such a superhero. Bill Chino is a superhero.
There's something very funny looking about it to me, because it's not like patio furniture, it's not outdoor furniture. It's like they move the entire Plaza Grill
It's fine dining.
It's fine dining in a parking lot in downtown.
I have been going out to eat way less though since this happened.
Had you been going out to eat much before? Because, you know, obviously, as you know, somebody who writes about food, that is something you enjoy. But had you been doing it much pre-pandemic, or did you already?
Obviously I really like to cook, so I'm not a person who goes out to eat, you know, multiple, but I would go out to eat a couple times a month, so I like to keep my hand in. But since this has happened, I haven't been out to eat very much at all. But it's summer, it's been another nice thing about the summer is it's been a super sick stone fruit season. The peaches and the plums and all that stuff has been off the hook, so I've been doing lots and lots and lots of cooking with that, lots of canning. It's going to be tomato second month in a minute. Well, it is September, so that's going to be, it's going to be chutney time. And if you're the kind of person who likes to do canning, although if you are a person who likes to do canning, but you have not stocked up on jars, you are going to be shit out of luck, because jars right now are impossible to find.
It's going
to
be like jar shortage. The yeast of the early days of the pandemic. Like, suddenly you couldn't find yeast. Now you won't be able to find jars for canning. Well, everybody started deciding to take up bread baking in the early days, and baker's yeast became one of those weird things that you just could not find at the grocery store. Like, they just couldn't keep it on the shelves for a little while.
Toilet paper and yeast.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, it was just so weird.
I think have been doing a really good job, don't you guys think?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Like, in terms of the nice people who have to work there all the time. I had the co-op in Murphy's mostly, and they have been pretty impressive about, like, there's always somebody whose sole job is just making everything antiseptic, which must be a tedious as fuck job. I mean, if you can imagine your whole job just wiping stuff down.
I feel like you've been finding lots of silver linings about this all to highlight. And I'd have to agree that, you know, I've been saying to lots of people, just, if you're going to be somewhere in the pandemic, Humboldt's pretty good.
Yeah. And when I talk to my friend, my best friend who's also from here, Hillary Fisher White, she's a tattoo artist in Brooklyn, and her life sounds freaking awful. You know, she's trapped in her apartment. I'm like, well, there's parks in Brooklyn. They're so crowded. She doesn't feel safe going. Yeah. She can't earn a living. I mean, she can't do, you know, she's been staying in her apartment for months and months and months and just having food brought to her. I mean, it just makes me so happy and relieved that we're here. I mean, we can go outside. There's lots of places where they can't really go outside.
Well, I feel like I also have to talk a little bit about mom stuff, since we're both moms. Jonna, since we're both moms, I say with such disdain in my voice.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. See you guys.
Yeah.
I... you know, I have an almost 1 year old, and I think about my friends with toddlers and always wonder how this must be.
Oh, it's horrible. It's awful. Yeah.
How do you deal with that? Like, what is the most difficult aspect of that?
I mean, a really hard part is not being able to go to parks. I do see some parents taking their kids to parks, but as I've mentioned, I have aging parents, and plus I think that's like an effed up thing to do, so I don't take my kid to the park. But it means whenever we go to Redwood Park or Sequoia Park or anywhere, she sees the playground shit and is like, oh God! And also it means there's way less for us to do. She can't go to daycare, obviously. You know, I really worry about her. It's really unhealthy. I don't know what I mean, there's nothing I can do. I just have to keep waiting. But that's obviously that for me is the single worst thing. I mean, that and worrying about the death of people I love. Mm-hmm. But the single worst thing that actually affects me day to day is not being able to do normal, healthy activities with a toddler. A toddler is not really good at just chilling in the house all day. I do feel worse, though, for parents who have to both homeschool and go to work full time. At least I don't have to do that. Yeah. That is, my hat is off to them. That seems impossible.
Definitely. Definitely. What do you do then when you have to work? Are you just working from home now too? Or?
Yeah, I mean, well, my brother watches her a little bit, and my mom does, and her family friend does, but it's only for very limited periods. I don't really work. Oh, I mean, she'll watch TV for 10 minutes at a stretch and I can like do an email, you know, but she's not old enough where she can focus on watching a screen for very long, which is how weird is that, you know, like before this, I was totally one of those people who was like, I'm not going to use the screen to just babysit my child. And now I'm like, for the love of God, watch the screen. Yes,
totally. I know. I'm the same way. She's too, my kid is too young to like get into it yet. She's not interested. So like, I put stuff on like, please just sit down and like just zone out on this for 15 fucking minutes so I can like focus on finishing this article. And
have you tried putting up videos of your face?
Oh,
it's so pretty and so effective.
Oh my God. Wow.
So weird.
It's so fun to like think of new ways to trick your children.
So fun.
Wait. So You put up a picture of your own face on your phone and hand it to your child so that they will leave you alone.
And she's like, no, not a thumbs up sign, but I do have videos of myself being like, you know, singing the ABC song or all she wants me to do in real life. But a video is just as good.
That totally makes sense. And yeah, my kid will definitely be just putting her in front of like a TV doesn't work, but she is obsessed with my phone. Because she sees me on it. And I also used to say that. I was like, I'm never going to be, I won't let my kid be one of those kids who knows how to use an iPhone by the time she's 1.5. And like, now I'm just like, oh my God, please just take my phone. Yeah, like, do whatever.
Jada, I'll let you in on a little something that happens in the Lost Coast Outpost thread that is like pretty much once a day, Steph's child, Ziggy, will call us on a group chat and, We all have to tune in and say, hi, Ziggy.
Yeah. Most of the time they just ignore it, which is really.
Yeah, well, it was cute at first.
Out
now,
on cuteness, yeah.
No, we're over Ziggy at this point. Rosie, Ziggy, come on.
I'm pretty dogmatic about keeping Rosie away from my phone because my phone is like chock full of horrible things I wouldn't want her to see. So I'm pretty good about that.
Whoa, okay.
The TV frame, I'm like all
now,
about it.
Now I'm curious. What?
Have you never Googled cucumber porn? There's so many rabbit holes to go down.
Yeah, never gone there. John, I like it's. Have you been interacting with a lot of people? I feel like you're nice and unleashed at this moment, and I'm probably gonna
regret all of this actually being out there.
No, yes, you're exploring your freedoms. I was like.
Well, I feel like I already have the long list of Lost Coast Outpost people who don't like me, so a few more is going to be fine. Yeah. Besides, I don't, you know, that is the worst part, actually, about having a two-year-old in COVID is that I am really isolated. And I know in a lot of ways I'm actually lucky to have the two-year-old because there's a lot of older people who are, like, literally isolated, who never really get to see people physically other than the grocery store. But heck yeah, it super gets lonely. You can't really hang out with your friends, you know? I mean, I'm sure everybody is feeling that.
And it's been interesting to, it's just funny. Like this morning I was just going through some old videos, you know, and I'd noticed something that I'd posted on Loco on March 22nd. And on that day I had gone around and like, I had gone to the plaza and I'd come to downtown Eureka and I'd just taken cell phone video of the absolutely completely empty streets and just like, you know, no movement at all on the plaza or in downtown Eureka, and just how far we've come. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I'm drawing a conclusion from it, but it's just, we've been doing this for 6 months.
Yeah.
And like there's a numbness to the effects of it. And
I mean, I definitely feel like in Arcata, it does. I mean, now when I walk around, things don't feel that extraordinary because the streets are still filled with people. So yeah. It's at the beginning when it was a ghost town, that was really unnerving. And now it just sort of feels like, you know, kind of like normality, except way more grim.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a true. I mean, yeah, back at that point, that was when like the shelter in place order had just come down and it was, you know, shops weren't open and things. So it was definitely a much more stark difference. Now, yeah, things just kind of feel normal, like you said, except with people wear masks, which personally, I kind of like. I like the masks. I think they're cool. Yeah. I mean, look at
my snazzy mask, Jada.
Are you doing gross things with your tongues under there? I feel like everyone's...
For one thing, it covers up my mustache. I don't have to be as on top of that. And,
I don't like it because I feel like, you know, there's a real power of manipulation in a good smile.
I missed that.
So you can't manipulate people as well.
Yeah. And, you know, like before this happened, I felt like I was so jaded and I'm 40 and I'm not even going to go to fun things. Now I feel like I would give a lot of money to be able to get a babysitter for my daughter and go to a show at Richard's Goat.
Oh my gosh.
And hang out with people and just sit in the back. And like, even though I don't smoke and drink anymore, to just, you know, just be, I mean, it's about the socializing. I totally miss being in a crowd of people.
Yeah. I agree. I was already not really doing that anymore, but now I long for.
It's different when you can't, I mean, it's one thing when like you can do it and you're choosing not to. But when you literally cannot do it, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Are they doing, do they have, is there music at Farmer's Market yet?
No.
No music. Okay.
I don't think there will be. Oh, and then obviously the big, huge, worst shit turd thing of COVID for me. And this is, I mean, again, I realize that this is like, this is not a real problem and I'm really fortunate. But the real bummer is that all the fun stuff for summer hasn't happened. There's been no crabs, which is super my jam in the summer. There's been no Oyster Fest, there's been no 4th of July, there's not gonna be a North Country Fair. Like all the community stuff that makes Arcata fun, most particularly the crabs.
Crabs baseball.
And that's a real bummer. That sucks.
Yeah, that is totally true. And I was like, I would not wanna go to the Oyster Fest anymore. But since it couldn't happen this year, I was actually kind of sad about it. Like, oh, I miss the Oyster Fest.
Why wouldn't you wanna go?
Because now we're getting into a whole other thing. You know, ever since I stopped drinking, my perspective of that whole event really changed. I was like, whoa, hey, wait a minute. This is what
I mean,
like?
You know, they have oysters. You like oysters, Steph?
I can't eat oysters. I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then
there's
sure.
Nothing for me there. Nothing for
it's
me.
It's really sobriety affirming because as soon as you start seeing 22-year-old girls in spearhead t-shirts publicly vomiting, you're like, oh, that's not.
Well, that's exactly it. Like the first time I went sober, I walked onto the plaza and immediately somebody threw up and then like a fight broke out right in front of me. And I was just like, oh man, this is
the most exciting day on the plaza. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Fights here in Humboldt, not often enough.
But don't you feel like when this all does come back, we're just going to appreciate it so much more. Like
I'm going to love it.
I think, you know, like I've been chasing kinetic sculptures for a decade now.
Yeah.
And you know, judging Oyster Fest, all these things. And like,
I think I was maybe a bit jaded to it, but man, when those things come back, we are just going to be like, woo, for the glory. Like, it's just written, like, we're going to be so thankful, hopefully.
Right, I'm gonna punch kiss Emma Burkane and all the other people who I normally wouldn't French kiss. It's gonna be really nice. I'm gonna, you know, I already go to all the crowds games. I'm gonna eat 3 wieners instead of just 1 per game.
Really gonna live large when the pandemic is over. I love
that. Well, Jack, we're running up on our time. Yeah. This was fun. Jada Unleashed, I like it. Is there anything else that seems particularly pertinent about pandemic? That was a lot of P's. That you want to mention?
You know, I am snarky and sarcastic, but really and truly, I have been impressed and proud of my home county at how well, for the most part, people have done. You know, it's been a super stressful time politically more than anything, and people have been pretty damn kind overall. I mean, we can always look at the incidences where people are not, but on the whole, I see people watching out for their neighbors. And, you know, it's been reminding me of why I live here. You know, there's a lot of wonderful parts to something as awful as this. The main one being is that we get to see how people help each other in really bleak, hard times like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's
the South Coast for keeping doing what you guys are doing, man.
That's
kind. Yeah, I'd say the more you stay off social media, you because that can taint your view of how kind people are actually being. But yeah, for the most part, good job, Humboldt.
Look at the comments. Never look at the comments.
Never. Yeah.
Ever.
Absolutely. All right. Jada Brotman.
Jada, thank you so much.
Arcata expert, foodie. Oh wait, oops.
Foodie.
Thank you. Thank you for zooming with us.
Food eater, love for food, lover of
professional
food.
Eater.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah.
All right, I love you guys.
All right, love thanks, you. Jada.
Thanks, Jada.
Take care.
Bye.
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 Okay, well, that was nice. I want to thank Jada for taking the time to Zoom with us.
Yeah, spicy.
That was one of our spicier Zooms, I have to say. Fitting for a food writer. So.
Zing. All right, everybody. Go out and find some sun while it still exists. But wear a mask and be smart and responsible and good looking if you are. I don't know.
And hang in there. We got this, guys. We got this, Humboldt.
Do it. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye. You got me wrapped up, tiger ring.